you already know.
Wait. You're...
Yes. And you are chasing Peter.
I'm Michelle Collins on News Tonight. There has been a murder on High Pond Road. The victim found on the street with shot wounds. Our reporter, Justin Reach, is at the crime scene finding out more. Justin, do we know who the victim is?
Well, Michelle, I've been told that the murderer has a mask on. That's about it, really, but I have the Chief of Police right here with me to hopefully give us more details. Okay, sir, do you know the identity of the victim?
Yes, and it's devastating news for us at the police department. It's one of the supervisor officers, Lola Carter.
I'm sorry to hear about that. Do you know anything about the masked murderer?
We are currently trying to find leads, but I can tell you this. The murderer is about and armed. If you are near High Pond Road, please take extra care. Lock your doors, close your windows, and stay indoors.
Come in.
Oh, Detective Gray. What brings you here today?
Morning, Chief. I heard about what happened last night. I want to find the crook who killed...
Not so fast. Before you ask, the case has already been assigned to Detective Pun, and you still have an unfinished case.
Morgan Pun.
Yes, that's what I said. He's been on the case since 5 this morning.
But that's indiscreet. We're talking about his own girlfriend.
Yes, and that's the exact reason. We need someone who knows Lola inside out. You have a lot to learn.
Sir, Lola wasn't just a colleague. She was a good friend of mine.
Enough. Morgan is a hardened professional, and I believe he's best suited for the case. Now, get back to work. Your case won't solve itself.
Yes, Chief. Morning, Morgan. How are you feeling?
Not gonna lie, not great. What about you? I know you and Lola had a great professional friendship. Is there anything you want?
I'm distraught. She was an amazing supervisor. Well, the thing is, I want to take the case from you.
No. Sorry. I know it's hard, but I need to avenge Lola.
Same. I just thought it'd be really hard with all your emotions and all and...
Thank you for the offer, but I really need to do this. I'm not sure if you knew, but... Ugh, never mind. I just want to do one last favour for Lola.
Fine. If you do need any help, don't hesitate to ask. I'm only a couple of desks away.
Thank you, Charlie. It means a lot.
What's that?
It's Lola's phone. It was found in a puddle. It's virtually useless, but every so often it has a vibrating fit.
What do you mean by virtually useless? Can it be fixed?
All the components are flooded and it would take a while to fix it. Fortunately, we could still extract data. Well, what's left of it anyway.
Nice. I need to talk to you about something, but I need to go. Look with the phone.
Here's your bag and 34 pence change. Have a nice day, sir. Oh, Detective Morgan. Oh, what a nice surprise. How can I help you today?
Gomez, I need your most expensive bottle of whiskey and I have an urgent job for you to do.
Oh, a rough day?
Yeah. Lola passed away last night.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear.
It's okay. There's just one thing that's been bugging me.
Go on.
No, it's fine. I don't want to bore you with it.
Morgan, I work in a corner shop. Not a lot happens around here. Tell me everything.
Well, I heard a rumor that Lola was having an affair. I said some horrible things and now she's gone. The least I can do is avenge her. I have her phone. Could you take a look?
You're a good man, Morgan. Pass the phone here. Do you need me to fix it or extract data?
Extract. How long do you reckon it will take?
Shouldn't take too long. I'll phone you when the package is ready.
Pleasure doing business, Gomez.
The pleasure is mine, Detective.
Morgan, what are you doing here at this time of night?
Just wanted to finish this. You got anything planned tonight, sir?
Not really. Probably a glass of whiskey in front of the fire. Well, don't overdo it tonight. I'll see you in the morning, Detective.
Chief, wait!
Yes, Morgan? What's up?
Just quick question. How did you get to the crime scene so quickly?
The missus and I were at the community centre for one of those parent training classes. We heard gunshots and I called in a team to meet me there. Should be having a little one running around soon.
Oh, that makes sense now. I thought you'd finished early that day and I didn't think you were working. Work never stops then, eh?
Yeah, the perks of the job. Anyway, I'm off. Make sure you have some time off. Good night, Detective.
Detective Morgan Pun, how can I help?
Hello, Detective. Your recent order has arrived, and the package is ready for collection.
Oh, thank you. I'll come by after work. Bye. Good evening, Gomez. You got the files?
Yes, Detective. I found something interesting you might have liked.
What is it? What did you find?
Have a look for yourself.
My God, is this right? It can't be.
I'm sorry, Detective.
Coming. I said I'm coming. No need to bang that. Morgan. What are you doing here?
Evening, Charlie. How long have you been beating around the bush for?
How do you know I'm... Wait. You know about...
About you and Lola? Yes, I do.
I can explain.
You better. You're the one who brought this on Lola. You're the one who got her killed.
What do you mean, I got her killed? Are you the mass murderer?
No, I'm not. On the night she died, we had an argument about this whole affair situation, and she stormed off. If you had just kept your hands to yourself, the argument wouldn't have existed, and she would be safe with me.
Hold up. It isn't just me to blame. Lola and I are both guilty.
Yeah, but... I'm so sorry, Charlie.
I know. It's hard to process it all, but I really need to talk to you about my case.
Do you really think this is a good time?
Yes. I couldn't say anything at the station.
Fine. What is it?
Do you wonder why the chief was at the crime scene so quick?
Yeah. He was with his wife at the...
His wife?
That's what I said.
Morgan... His wife is dead. She had been murdered and the chief assigned Lola and I to the case.
Are you serious?
Yes. As we got investigating, everything seemed strange, as if it was set up. We had suspicions of it being the chief and approached him. And that happened to be the same day Lola was murdered. Morgan? Did she bring anyone with you?
No, just myself.
So, who's walking up the drive then? Do you think it could be? Right, get into the cupboard.
Why?
Just do it! Oh! Chief! Bit of a late call.
Who were you talking to?
My mum. She was on the phone. Why are you here?
Stop messing around. You know I did it.
Yes, but why?
After you and Lola approached me, I had a feeling you two knew too much. My job is on the line here.
Why have you just murdered Lola and not me? I can go and tell everyone the truth.
Who's going to believe an apprentice detective? Especially one who's been having a secret lesbian affair with their supervisor.
What? How do you know?
Oh, apprentice. I'm not that stupid. I saw you two at the Christmas party. Mistletoe didn't even need to be in the room. But cheating is a sin. That's why not only Lola is gone, but my wife, too.
Why are you telling me all of this?
Because your time has run out. And...
so has yours.
Morgan. What are you doing here?
Well, let's just say I've had a productive day. I found out all the details about the affair and who killed Lola.
There's no need for this. Put the gun down. You could get a promotion, a bigger salary, and maybe...
But I don't want any of that. I just want justice.
Morgan, thank you, I guess. About the Christmas party.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Morgan, what are you doing?
It was nice knowing you, Charlie.
I'm Michelle Collins on News Tonight. A detective has been arrested for murder. Charlie Gray was found with two dead bodies in her house. We believe it's two police officials, and suspicions have raised to think it's connected with the death.
Masked was directed, produced, and written by Matthew Jenkins. Sound recorded by Matthew Jenkins and freesound.org. Performers featured Robert Young as Morgan Punn and Justin Reach. Suzanne Lloyd as Charlie Gray. Nat Gibbard as the Chief of Police, Go as the Shopkeeper and the Masked Murderer. Chloe Hooper as Lola Carter and news anchor Michelle. And a special thanks to Clifton Stewart, Lewis Jenkins, Parker Productions and Coventry University.